the Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's September 13th, 7:05 in the morning. It's Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning. It's another week. What after this weekend? We survived the weekend.
Monday.
It's Monday. Only four more working days till Friday. We're joined today. Bad Bob is not here. Bad Bob asked for a few days off. We're not sure where Bad Bob is. We're not sure where Bad Bob is, but we've got Eric.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, and how are you today?
I was doing real well until the end of the Dallas game last night, so other than that...
What happened?
Rookie mistake. Defensive back just decided that he was going to do a choke hold and ruin the touchdown.
He ruined the touchdown all by himself.
All by himself. Cool. You know, it was just one of those things. And
anyway.
You know, it was just one of those things. It's just kind of, you know, good game all the way through. Everything is going really well, back and forth. Both teams playing great, and your team wins at the last 3 seconds. And it's called back, and you just kind of go, oh, time to go to bed.
That wasn't meant to be.
Yep.
Oh, well. Well, you know what? I guess they'll just have to take those multi-million-dollar contracts and try to feel better the next day.
Well, if you're just tuning in, we wanted to also make sure that you you have a lovely day and tell you what it's going to be like today. It's mostly sunny. You're just tuning in. It's currently 61 degrees. It's going to be high of 92 today with a calm wind becoming south around 6 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of around 60 and southeast wind between 5 and 8 miles per hour becoming calm. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And by the way, this Friday night begins our Anselmo kind of a fall holiday music series kicking off with Rick Hill this Friday night out at Anselmo. So 474-5546. You know, we always sell out, so we'll be out there too. I may be getting up doing a couple tunes with Rick, and keep your eyes open for the website because we're going to have that laid out here in the next week with the art work and all of that on Anselmo's website as well as ours. We have some wonderful dates throughout October, November, and December.
This weekend was a huge weekend with you had the Leanne Rimes, and Linda went there to Leanne Rimes.
It was Girls Night Out, Friday night, Leanne Rimes, who I was surprised I got to meet her backstage. She is really, the girl is a size zero. She is a size zero with pipes that exceed the convention center.
And the, I understand her.
Oh, man.
She's got a great voice.
This girl is one of those... Okay, when you like kneel and do the hands and bow down to like the great vocalist, she is a great vocalist, a gal who's totally in charge of her instrument.
Okay, now then after that, the next day we had, of course, the Sundial Music Festival going on, and just probably 100 vendors. I don't know if there's 100, it's close to 100 vendors out there, I would say.
I can smell a lot of meat.
Well, it's because they had the big barbecue cook-off, barbecue rib cook-off. Now, they had like pros coming in from Carson City and everything, plus our local guys.
Big bucks, I understand.
Well, it was a few thousand dollars changing hands there. But I was honored to be one of the judges there.
I kept saying, be careful, honey, because you know we have to MC the United Way Saturday night, and after you sit there and
I figured out. How many ribs can I eat, right? Well, you know, then there was a number of other people there. In fact, Easy Fontana from one of the other stations was there also. was one of the judges. We compared notes later on in the night, too.
He was smiling.
Yeah, he was smiling. Anyway, here it is. Did you know that there are, and you probably knew this, I'm just ignorant, but certified barbecue judges. They're called CBJs. That's right. They have shirts. It's a certified barbecue judge, and they go to barbecue judge schools. And I went, so where do you go? Well, we went to the Kansas City Barbecue School. And I go, wow. I said, so do you get paid for these things? And no, but we get to go travel around and eat barbecue. And I'm thinking, oh, man, okay, that's a
certified barbecue.
So there may
judge.
Be a school here in town. We may have to sign up for
do
that.
Do a special on that? Are you
certified
kidding me?
Barbecue judge? No, I think we're going to talk
absolutely
to somebody talking to me. What do you? You know, here's what I mean. how do you judge barbecue ribs?
Enlightenment.
All right. Okay. No, really. There is. There's a method in this madness here.
Like, how much is it supposed to tang on your tongue afterwards or
there's
something?
There's no tang in tongue, but that's part of it. Part of it is appearance. They bring it out in the boxes. It's a blind taste tester. We know, we have no idea who they are, which is probably pretty good on a couple of those we bit into. If we all looked at each other and, you know.
Question, does it have to be beef or pork?
That's
or
all pork.
All
no,
pork.
No, 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 no.
Oh.
You can't do this. And, by the way, these baby back ribs, too fatty, so they'd use the regular pork ribs.
Oh.
So they bring the box out, and you're supposed to look, those ribs are supposed to be cut uniformly and straight. None of this slant stuff. And this stuff about pulling it off and just dropping them in, no, no, no. The presentation at that point was a failure. And so they bring them and they're all cut. You're supposed to look at it and see the texture and all this. Now, when you bite into a rib, when you bite into a barbecue spare rib, you are supposed to be able to bite into the meat. You're supposed to be able to take that piece of meat off that you bit into, and it should be the spot where you bit into it. It should not all come off the bone. That means it's cooked too long. If that rib meat's falling off the bone, it's been cooked too long. If it's real chewy, it may not have been cooked long enough. So, or it could be the part of that hog that went over the fence last. I'm not sure. Anyway, we did that.
I'm so proud of you.
No, you have crackers. You have to take a cracker and
in between,
kind of cleanse your palate there, a little water, then you jump into the next one. So, anyway, I don't know who won. We got to take a break here, but we...
Well, no, wait a minute. I just want to say before we take a break, I'm very proud of you. You went from eating barbecue to wearing a tux and emceeing the United Way in the same day, and you didn't have, barbecue underneath your fingernails.
No, but I could smell it. I could smell it on my fingers.
We're going to take a break on that note. This is Carla Linda Bott here on Free Fire. Free Fire, what are we today? We are Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460.
Free Fire Radio and KCNR. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:16 in the morning.
Monday Madness.
You got it. Hey,
currently 59 degrees. It's going to be high today of 93. You're listening to KCNR 1460. Taking your calls this morning. What happened with your weekend? Give us a call, 605-4567.
You know, we'll finish up here in this last little thing here on the Saturday, besides, of course, the... Asphalt Cowboys big barbecue, but the United Way had their celebrity waiter night on Saturday night. We were honored to be the MCs, and the celebrity waiters ranged from James Santos to Mike Krueger to Les Baugh, Kurt Starman. I mean, there was
Tom Ormolino, Tracy Edwards,
Don Burton.
Don Burton.
In that, there's a whole bunch of people, Maria Roscoe. We can't even name them all. Leslie Morgan.
The folks from Enjoy, James.
Mayor, Norma Comnick.
Yes.
We can't get all of them, but everybody there's, we started this thing where they started challenging the waiters, and then they would pay the waiters to do these different things. And at first it started off a little slow, but I tell you what, when you see Les Starman on his knee, Les Baugh on his knees, reciting the Mikado to Kurt Starman in the love sequence there, and then kisses his hand. I mean, I will never look at them again in that certain light when we have them here talking things without kind of... In fact, Les is going to be on the show this week, and I'm going to have to remind him about it. James Santos and Mike Krueger in a dance-off. Now, if James Santos is probably the best dancer, head and shoulders above anybody else in this town, and Krueger takes him on... with a robotic type dance, and they're both pirouetting somehow, and James, concedes to Krueger, but these are just the types of things. Tom Ormolino, our superintendent of schools, can sing and play the guitar very well, very well. And then Easy from Jake from 94 Q94 is over there doing he sings and does rap. So it was a...
Mike Krueger did the beatbox with his mouth. Hey, let's talk about Tracy Edwards doing Cheers with pom-poms.
That's right.
And let's talk about Rhonda Ball jump roping and reciting the alphabet backwards.
A number of things like this were happening. Anyway, but
with the black tie and everybody looked beautiful.
The bottom line was is that it was there to raise money for so many causes here in town. Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Red Cross, and just a number of ways there to. It was a good time to raise money for some great causes. So we want to send a shout out to Nancy Coleman, all of her people out there that put this thing on. I've got one other thing here before we go into some things maybe a little more sensitive. Rick Peretti is a friend of ours who's been a Patriot Guard writer and a Missing in America Project guy. Been supporting our community in so many ways, in the veteran community in so many ways. And our city is, you know, since we've been hearing for many years before that, he was the one that turned us on to what was happening with the transmission lines. If you remember that battle we had that we won. It was Rick that was the first one that said something. Anyway, Rick went into surgery on Friday morning for a double bypass, and he's getting along fine. But we just wanted to send a shout-out to him that that we're thinking about him, our prayers are out there for him, and we expect him to be back home soon here. He had it down in Napa Valley while he was down there helping stomp grapes with a couple of... Yeah, I know. That's Rick. And a great guy, and our best wishes go out to him.
He's a great guy, and we've done several rides with him, so we are in our prayers.
Absolutely. Okay, let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about what's going on here in town. Looks like there's going to be some unionization going on. What about Anderson with the fights on there, or the concerns are on there about having to cut pay, or there's a number of things happening.
And also, a particular drive-through you may not even be aware of how the menu is changing.
And is the Tea Party really a force, or is this just a element of society that's not going to have that huge an impact? There's all these questions we're going to be talking about when we return on Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. KCNR 1460, it's September the 13th.
Whoa.
It's 7:24 in the morning. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Hop onto the chat room at KCNR1460.com. We usually get quite a few interesting chit-chats there.
It's currently 59 degrees, and it's supposed to be high today, mostly sunny, with a high of 92.
I hear it's supposed to be raining this week.
Well, it feels like it's just kind of muggy outside. It's very weird. I'm going to share with you something that's come up. You know, many of you, we like our morning coffee, but what a difference a new sign makes. At Starbucks drive-thrus, one-third of the chain's 11,000 U.S. stores have one newly redesigned outdoor menu board advise customers that they can buy grande and venti size beverages.
No tall.
Curiously, the sign no longer mentions the smaller, cheaper cup size that's still for sale. That's the 12-ounce tall. This has set the blogosphere abuzz, by the way. Some believe Starbucks is being sneaky, nudging hurried drive-thru customers to spend just a tad more than they might have intended. So it seems like while Starbucks' same-store sales have grown nicely the past year, following the very difficult years in the fiscal 2008-2009. The brouhaha comes as the restaurant industry is desperately searching for ways to boost traffic and sales. So, folks, be aware. I'm not sure if that sign is in
we
Reading.
We don't go to Starbucks.
No, and you may be... Well, sometimes when we're on 5 driving to Sacramento...
We don't go to Starbucks in this town.
In this town, no.
In this town or any other town, we can find a local coffee place. We do not go to Starbucks.
But sometimes when we're driving down 5 or we're on our way to...
If we're forced.
Yes.
But we do not go to Starbucks.
But for those who do...
Starbucks, to me, is not... It's not local. It's not local. And so we've got so many great local places here. Espresso Joe's, River Java.
River City Java.
That's what I meant.
I have
River
coffee
City.
In my
That's
hands.
That's what I'm
right
saying.
Now.
River City Java. Espresso Joe's. There's so
Cameron.
Many.
Cameron.
Yeah. There's
Hello.
So many good
Shout
places.
Out.
There's so many good places here to have coffee. We don't use Starbucks. Hey, I'm just. You know what?
And
let's go
like
to Bob. Bob, I'm here just rattling on. Bob, you're on line one.
You got to have that Java in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to, yeah.
Espresso Joe's, too. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
I listen to your station Saturday morning before 7, and it was the first time I'd done that, and I didn't see any website who it was, but it was a talk radio, and pretty liberal. I had two callers call in. It must have been from San Francisco, I guess. They blamed everything on George W. Bush in the previous 8 years, and Fox News for putting out misinformation.
Well, how dare they?
I know. I don't know if you heard that or not. You're up that earlier.
What time was it? It was like 3 in the morning. I may have missed that one.
It was quarter to seven.
Quarter to
right
seven?
Right before Dave and Ernie are on
I'm
Saturday.
I'm
going
to have to go back and take a look, because that's not what I think is supposed to be playing there. So we'll go back and look at it. But it's but you know what? Hey, if we need to have different viewpoints, so that when you're listening there and you're going, hey, you know what, that's not right. So
fair and balanced, huh?
Yeah, well, you know what, we try to do that. You know what, in fact, you know, this conversation has been coming up more and more about, you know, the community, you know, community radio like we are, KCNR, Free Fire Media, is a community radio in the sense that we want to have all people feel like they've got a right to voice their opinions here. Mm-hmm. You know, civilly, so that, you know, Bob, you can listen to it and go, you know, I don't agree with that. You know, and you call in and say, hey, I don't agree with it because of this, but you don't say to them, by the way, while I'm talking to you, I'm burning your car outside. All right. See, that's the idea, is that, you know, civil discourse, that we can agree to disagree. We have friends that we're almost diametrically opposed in some of the political views, but after we discuss it, we can still sit down and have a dinner with each other, and, you know, and kind of get over that. And I think we need to do that in our society. So
yeah, we need, a news organization that I guess puts out all the facts. It is in the slant of their own direction, I guess.
It's hard not to. I mean, you know, I have my viewpoint on things, and I pick out stories that I know that to me are not right, and that sometimes we need to talk about it, because it's just it just, you know, like, you know, or just to discuss something you don't understand, but like the Reading Electrical utility managers are now going to unionize.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard that, but they decided to form a union. And, you know, Jones had proposed that the workers pay the employee portion of their California public employment retirement system, which is, what, 9%? And with that, they're going to unionize. That's going to be interesting. I think the management, and I'm not sure, but I think a lot of the management makes over $200,000 a year. So,
wow, that's pretty nice.
I think it's something we might have to discuss here in the next few weeks before the election. Hey, Bob, thanks a lot for your phone call, my friend.
Thanks, Bob.
Do you think Obama's going to get his church built?
Not sure. I don't know. We'll have to. That's something else we'll discuss. So I think that one's up in the air. All right, we got a hard break here, Bob. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Okay, you know what? You know, but you know, but we need the civil discourse. That means bringing out, other ideas. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, right here in KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media,
the most powerful name in business.
Our radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:34 in the morning, 530-605-4567. And you can chat with us at KCNR1460.com. That's right. Hey, those portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite right off Airport Road. They put in Dish, they put in Surround Sound, they put in Theater Systems. We had it put in on Friday. Our experience with Dish.
We're figuring it out. You know, it's like a whole new system when you go from cable to Dish. But it's really a great picture. Boy, the HD is phenomenal.
It is, and not only that, but Doug and his crew came out there and worked at it, put it in, and it was like, you know, anything they could do to make it happen. And now, in fact, they're even going to do and make a couple other runs just to make sure we can get another system in there that they didn't have to do. They're just doing it. He's been serving local customers since 1985, And today is Monday, so the first 20 people to bring in your old remote, yes, that's right, an old remote, it could be just be like from 1950s, it could be the one that your daughter gave to the dog and let the dog chew up, or the one that the baby brother dropped into the toilet. He will replace these for free. You'll get a brand new one. 244-1988, B&T Satellite, Doug Tooley. He is servicing our community and doing a great job.
While we were at the break this morning, we had two guests that came in that we're thrilled to have in the studio right now. Kevin Kimple and his beautiful daughter, McKenna. They're here to talk about Relay for Life. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome, McKenna. Thanks for being on the show. And Kevin, Thursday night there's an event happening. Share with our listeners what's going on and how we can become involved.
Well, Thursday night is our community informational rally for next year's Relay for Life. The 2011 Relay for Life is coming up next June at Shasta College, June 11th and 12th, Saturday and Sunday. It's a 24-hour event. But this Thursday is our informational rally for the community. It really amazes me when I'm talking to individuals around the community how many people either haven't heard of Relay for Life or have not taken the opportunity to attend. So this Thursday, we're going to have some free food, some free raffles, some entertainment, some activities for the family and the kids. We're going to get together down here at the downtown promenade right out the outside the Need to Speed in that concrete courtyard out there in the grass area next to the Shasta College Health Center. And we're just going to have some fun. We're going to tell the community all about Relay for Life, what it's for, what it's about. We're going to have our three ceremonies. We'll have our Fight Back ceremony, our Luminaria ceremony, which is just a very emotional time where we get together and we remember the folks that we've lost to cancer and celebrate those that have battled it and are still battling it or have won. We also have our survivor ceremony where we really truly do celebrate all survivors, my son included, and that's why I became involved in Relay for Life. He's a childhood leukemia survivor. He's 17 now. He's doing wonderful. He's in high school. He drives. He's got a job. And it's all because of the type of research that the American Cancer Society funds.
You know, cancer is not a death sentence.
It's not.
It's not. And many people, every day, they're finding new ways to combat this disease. So it's something that the community to be involved in, and Reading and the North State has been involved in it.
Been involved in it for, I believe this will be our 14th Relay for Life this year. It is a community event. It's created by our community, by folks within our community. And the American Cancer Society simply provides us with materials and a little bit of staff help. But really, it's an all-volunteer event, and it has been run here. Like I said, I believe this will be our 14th one now, and every year it grows. Every year it gets bigger, more people attend. Last year we had record numbers of survivors and attendees come in. But at the same time, because of the economy that we're in, we didn't make as much money as the year before. And it really is not just an educational event, but also a fundraiser for American Cancer Society. Because they're looking at research that not only prevents cancer, treats cancer, but also helps people suffer less from the cancer when they do get it.
So this Thursday night in the promenade.
This Thursday night in the promenade, 5:30, come on down. You'll see our big balloon arches, purple and white. You'll see our stage. You'll see lots of activities going on. Come on down. Have a great time. We'll be there for a couple hours, and we'll give you all the information that you need. We can sign you up for the event right there. We have a $50 discount if you come down Thursday night and sign up your team. And we're just happy to have anybody come down and take a look.
And when you say you have entertainment, who's on stage?
At this time, we just have DJs. We don't have any live entertainment.
Fantastic.
Other than one of our committee members' daughter will be singing.
Wonderful.
In the Luminaria ceremony. She sang at last year's event, and she's just absolutely a beautiful voice. She plays the guitar, and just wonderful to listen to. It really is. It's not just a community event, but all the families really become involved.
Well, we thank you, Kevin Kimple, and thank you for bringing in your beautiful daughter, McKenna.
McKenna,
and
though, you have to say hello. Come on, say hello.
Hello?
There you go. What school do you go to, McKenna?
Reading School of the Arts.
Reading School of the Arts. Now, so what grade are you in?
Fifth
grade. So you had to do this to prove that you were here so you can kind of walk in and not get in trouble today. Okay.
You truly were on the air. Is this the first time you've been on live radio?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, now you can put that on your resume. I've been on a live talk show. I was on the Carl and Linda's talk show.
Yeah, you know, we might want to find out where to put that in the resume.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much. Thursday night, it is the Relay for Life. What are you calling the event?
It's a community informational rally for the Relay for Life. And you can get more information by calling us at 222-1301 or go, email me at readingrelay@gmail.com. readingrelay@gmail.com. We check it regularly.
We'll put a link on that too on Free Fire Radio. If you leave it to it for us, we'll put it on and we'll send it down to our little web hobbit there.
Okay,
we'll
best of you. I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic turnout.
We're looking forward to it.
Thursday, 5:30. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks so much for having me.
This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio.
In a meta.
Right here in KCNR 14. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Right here in KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Baugh, September 13th. It is 7:45 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's. We're talking coffee. I love their coffee. I love the way the girls fix it. I like walking into that cigar humidor. In fact, I'm going to meet somebody down there today whose humidor just happens to be empty. And he's got room in there for a few of the select models you'll find at Tobacco and Brew in that great humidor they have. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley do so much for this community. They do so much for the veterans. You know, they don't ask for anything back. They don't. You know, I've never seen them do that. They just provide and they give. What a great couple they are. And what a great store Tobacco and Brew is. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Okay, the MTV Awards. Moon Awards. You guys might be thinking about, like, is it really raw meat? Meaning, an outfit.
You have got it.
Clarify?
If you have a computer, you need to look it up. Or if you had a TV set, you need to look it up.
Well, recently in the French Vogue, Lady Gaga, who, by the way, had 13 nominations, took home 2 awards on the pre-show. Best Dance Video for Bad Romance and Best Collaboration for Telephone, featuring Beyonce. I mean, she has set the world and the fashion industry on a tailspin, and tongues wagging because, you know, she hasn't since Madonna or Cher done something that's just really outrageous. Now, this time, something that's very outrageous is her meat bikini. Yeah, no, it was on the, it was on the Vogue in Japan, and last night she wore a raw meat dress, and it was very interesting because teary-eyed Gaga accepted a Moon Man Award for Video of the Year for Bad Romance, one of 8 of the night, even though that she was nominated for 13, and for her From Cher, Big Bad Cher, I'll tell you, she was wearing her vintage MTV outfit, which... If you remember with her on the ship with all those sailors.
30 years ago.
And she did If You Can Turn Back Time with that see-through cat suit on with the G-string. She had it on last night. Still looking pretty hot, I'm telling you. So it's funny, though, because Ellen DeGeneres, who's a vegan, taped the season opener for her show last night at the Nakaya Theater and asked Gaga about the dress for an interview airing today. And so Gaga's reply is, well, it certainly is no disrespect to anyone that is a vegan or a vegetarian. As you know, I am the most judgment-free human being on the earth. However, it has many interpretations, but for me this evening, if we don't stand up for what we believe in, and if we don't fight for our rights, pretty soon we're going to have as much rights as the meat on our bones.
Whoa!
And
I
am
like
not
it.
A piece
yes.
of meat.
There you go.
One thing I have to say about Lady Gaga that she said recently in an interview as well is that she said it's a bunch of BS about these stars who feel like they're hounded by the paparazzi. She says, I don't spend my money on diamonds and going out. I spend my money on trying to hide, and that's why she's always doing, even though they seem to find her, she's not out. About in
she tries
places,
to keep her life
she, really low profile, and what you know, and changing disguises all the time.
Well, you can do it if you choose not to get drunk, be half naked and do all it, and stand and go in front of parties. I mean, that's the way I think. Okay, that was good.
What do you think about all these? I'm going to ask you too, Eric. I'm going to want you to weigh in on this because this is a little show business talk here. Do you ever flip around and watch like the Housewives of DC or Jersey or?
1 minute is all I can handle of that stuff. Honestly, it's kind of like, you have to be kidding me.
Do you think it's mean? I think it's mean.
I'd rather watch the cattle reports on rural free delivery.
Amen.
TV.
And I don't know if it's my age coming through, because I was a big MTV guy back when they played music videos, for those of you who remember what those were. But this reality TV, about the only reality TV I can handle is Deadliest Catch. That's Manly Man stuff.
Do you really care what the Kardashians are doing?
Not in the least. It doesn't affect my life at all. I don't think it affects anybody's life except for the poor saps who have to TiVo this and have to get home to watch it.
What's a Kardashian?
I agree.
Exactly.
Is that part of? Is that like a Klingon?
Without makeup, maybe.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about the Reading Electrical Utilities. Oh, the managers want to unionize. Well, I can see why. I mean, paying that 9% could be a real problem to them, you know, when you're making a couple hundred thousand a year. And Chris Young, who is running for the Shasta County Supervisor's position, will be on to be our guest at 8 o'clock. We're going to ask him about some questions about just what's going on, what's he going to do to change it, can you change it, what's going on with the business climate, which we find to be, from people talking to us, that people are getting or seeming to be a little afraid of their government, of the regulations and the bureaucracy right here in River City. So we need somebody that's going to stand up for them. Now, it can either be Chris Young, it could be Les Baugh, it should be every one of them. Every one of those supervisors, start with Kehoe, ought to be standing up for the people here that are trying to do business. The question is, are they? Well, we're going to address that at 8 o'clock. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is...
So, are you with us? Right there. Your feet are hitting the floor. Here we go. No, Mike Kruger does that. This is KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. That was Carl, you know, that was not a bad attempt. Anyway, speaking of attempt.
Sounded like a 50 cal.
I know you're going to. You got like Chris it. Young out in the other room. He's going to be here at the 8 o'clock hour.
Chomping at the bit.
By the way, it's going to be high today of 92.
He's got a pitchfork in a
But as promised, I was going to tell you quickly about, you know, they're going to take baby out of the corner, in case you just were wondering. For some people, you know, we get in here, we get on these rolls and everything, but still, we like to go home and have our guilty pleasures. Many of you like to watch Dancing with the Stars. It's a great family show. And I just wanted to tell you, they're going to take baby out of the corner. That's right, Jennifer Grey is going to be one of the contestants this year. Quickly tell you who's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. They have, along with American Idol, is some, I don't know if it's just because it gets old after a while, I don't know, but their ratings have been down. So this year, we have singer Michael Bolton, who is going to be dancing. Brandy, the singer-actress. Actress-comedian Margaret Cho. Actor, retired L.A. Laker, Rick Fox, Jennifer Grey, baby, of course, actor-singer David Hasselhoff, actress Florence Henderson, actor Kyle Massey, Bristol Palin, daughter of Sarah Palin.
That ought to be good.
Reality TV's Adrina Patridge, Reality TV's Mike The Situation Sorrentino, and retired NFL quarterback Kurt Warner. And they give the ages of all these people. You know, Michael Bolton, 57, actor-singer Brandy, 31. Always, that's always kind of bugged me, by the way.
Okay.
But anyway, so there you go. That's the new lineup. And we're going to be watching that and talking about that a little bit.
Yeah, sure we will. Okay. Well, DVR going on in our house. Okay, he looks like, you know, like we just mentioned, is that the Reading Electric Utility managers have decided to form a union. You know, this has happened after Mayor Patrick Jones and a couple others proposed that the workers pay the employee portion of the California Public Employees Retirement System. Jones wanted that. I think it was a 4-1 vote against that, so that the managers. Now, this is the managers. This isn't the rank and file. This isn't the women that are answering the phones and doing such a great job down in that office down there facing the wrath of hundreds when you're going to pay your bill. By the way, we've never had a bad experience down there doing that, and we always come running in there screaming with our hair on fire at the last minute because we don't remember. Maybe at some point we could get organized and remember that. Anyway, so they want to have a union. Well, of course they do. You know, you never can tell when you get up to that upper echelon that somebody may say is that you may have to pay that 9%, you know, part of that $258,000 package you've got there. No comment. City of Anderson.
You want me to tell you about an update?
Okay.
That came in quickly?
Okay, an update.
Honey Bandit is doing better. No, I'm seriously. That was from somebody saying there's been a bonding with the dog that
That's
has
right.
really helped him as well. And about the church.
Honey Bandit is the Mustang that we've been talking about. That had
Donald Trump was on the East Coast, on a show on the East Coast this morning. He doesn't think the church is going to happen. He offered a 25% increase in what he said he paid for it, and the offer was refused. So I'm just telling you these are
updates
emails
from the
coming in. No, these are updates from the mosque.
Okay. Well, I don't know if the mosque will make it or not. Anderson. There looks like the Anderson City Council is going to change employment terms for its police union and formalize additional changes for the city's management-level employees. They're going to have a meeting at 6:15 tomorrow. It's going to include a requirement that all employees pay half of their share of the California's public employees' retirement CalPERS, which will save the city's general fund nearly $35,000 this fiscal year and at least $42,000 in each future year. They're going to, you know, they said it's unusual that unilaterally imposing changes in a working agreement with an employees' union, but the financial situation in Anderson is leaving them no other option. We'll talk to, of course, to Norma Komnick, the city mayor, or the city manager, Dana Shigley. We talk about that. Also, we want to talk, of course, to the police. Those are taking a hit. In fact, we're going to have people from our police union on to be able to discuss it. They've taken sides, of course, in the election. They are backing Ken Murray, Francie Sullivan, and Susan Spears. And I see all these signs out there, at least. So we need to have them on and discuss that, too. You know, one last thing before we close, or this segment, because we have Chris Young coming in the next, is that the first living service member from the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq is going to receive the Medal of Honor. And since there's been no living member from these wars that have ever received the medal, he has received the Medal of Honor. The rest of them were awarded posthumously, including one to a Marine that was put in for the award for what he did, and he lived through that, and then 2 months later was killed in later combat actions. His name is Army Staff Sergeant Salvatore Guinta, and he's from Hiawatha, Iowa. Exposed himself to enemy gunfire to try and save two fellow soldiers. There's a lot more to it than that when he was out in battle, but he rescued his fellow soldiers in a big firefight and was put in for the Medal of Honor and will receive it. And we are very proud of this man and of his heroism and of all of our warriors that are out there in the front. Every one of them, whether in a support mission or they're out every day out beyond the wire, we are proud of them. And we salute them.
We salute them. God bless our service men and women.
That's right. You know, this is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Join us after the break with our interview with Chris Young.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:05 in the morning. It's September 13th. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. Our hotline here is 530-605-4567. We are streaming throughout the world on KCNR1460.com. That's the way you get to us. We'd want to chat. Just plug into that and start sending us your comments. We're going to have a little hot meeting here.
Yeah, the chat room and the email is open. Linda at KCNR1460, however you want to do it. Again, the hotline is 605-4567. That's 4567. Today's going to be high of 92. It's currently 58 degrees, and the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway.
It's going to be a party there Friday night.
That's right. We've got Rick Hill playing, and I may be doing a couple tunes, but we're going to be hanging out there Friday night. It's the launch of the new music season out at Anselmo, so make your reservations 474-5546. Again, we're going to the chat room.
All right. Our guest today is Chris Young, who is running for District 5 supervisor. Ran against is running against Les Baugh, and in fact now they're in a runoff for the position.
So good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
And welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Chris, what have you learned during this last 6 months when you decided, 6 or 7 months when you decided to run? I mean, was it like you thought it was going to be, or what are the things that are just...
Well, the first thing I learned is that helping other people run for office is completely different than being the candidate yourself. When it's all on your shoulders, it's a whole different perspective.
And you've been a resident. Just tell here a little bit about yourself.
I've been a resident of Shasta County since 1973. Been a resident of District 5 for 15 years. I've been real involved in local politics. Member of the Republican Central Committee for 16 years in District 5, and I've sold real estate in Shasta County for 20 years. And what else would you like to know?
Wow, you've seen a lot with selling real estate, I'm sure.
Lots of ups and downs since I first got here in 73. Lots of ups and downs in the 20 years I've been selling real estate. And being involved with people dealing with their private property rights and trying to get a building permit, trying to get a permit to subdivide their land, caused me to become aware of what happens in the planning departments and the building departments. And so I decided to...
I'm glad you brought that up. Okay. People,
well,
we hear story after story after story about people having problems with building permits, with fees, with all of these. I mean, the planning department down for Shasta County, the person in charge of the... who's in charge of that?
Who's in charge of the...
Of the planning department down there?
The ultimate person in charge is Russ Mall.
Yeah. Well, okay. Let's talk about Russ Mall. What exactly does he do? I've heard that this man may be the most powerful man in Shasta County, and people don't know it.
Well, he's the his desk is the last desk that a proposal for a building permit or, that's contentious, or a subdivision permit, or a use permit for a business. He's the last decision maker before it goes to the Planning Commission and to the Board of Supervisors. So he's the highest ranking bureaucrat before you get to the elected officials.
I see. So all the people that that make sure people are doing the building permits, or they're doing everything they're supposed to do, fall into him too, right? Regulators.
Right.
Okay. So you're saying that you needed to change these things. What ways would you change what's going on in the with the buildings and the building fees and the building, you know, the licenses and all that and the permits?
Well, if we're going to have a robust economy here, we have to have people in business, surviving in business, providing jobs, employing people that don't want to run their own business, that would prefer to work for somebody else, and to expand business in the area. We've got to have a business-friendly attitude, so that when you and your three partners want to expand from a four-person business to having 10 employees, and you've got to go deal with the bureaucrats, you should be faced with a bureaucracy that wants business in the county and wants to help you grow and expand and survive. So we need an attitude change in the bureaucracies that says, let's help you figure out how to survive through this downturn in the economy. Let's help you figure out how to get past some of these state and federal roadblocks that are thrown up. And we just need an attitude change.
Well, you know, it's one thing for the state and federal rules. It's the county and city rules that we do to ourselves. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, I want you to give me some, give our audience and give the, our voters some specifics of how you would, you know, how things you would change so that would make that easier. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Radio on KCNR 1460, September 13th, 8:14 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Our guest is Chris Young, who is running for the Shasta County Supervisor job. We were talking about jobs, and we were talking about how some changes. What are those changes you'd make, Chris? You're saying one is that the climate down at the county with the employees is not business friendly.
The county is not business friendly. The employees are a great bunch of people, and they hit the time clock in the morning thinking that they're going to do what they're supposed to do, and they're friendly and hardworking, but there's an underlying attitude there that, you know, we've got to do what it says here in the book. We've got to, you know, if somebody shows up at the counter and wants to propose this certain use, and the book says, no, you can't do that, well, it's the attitude is, go away and come back when you've got a better proposal. And what we need to do is from the top down, sit down and talk with every employee and tell them that from this point forward, when somebody comes in the door with a proposal that's going to create jobs, that's going to maintain jobs, that we've got to work towards maintaining those jobs, whatever it takes legally to help them get through these times and maintain and grow their business. We need to take a look at what state and federal agencies are doing to local businesses. We've got businesses up and down Highway 44 on the ridge into Shingletown that are being told to take down their signs. The signs that draw in the tourists that are driving by and get tourists to come in and spend out of the area dollars in our county. And they're being told to take down their signs because they don't meet regulations for the highway. And some of these businesses, without that sign out there where it's visible, they're going to dry up and go away. Well, Shingletown could become a ghost town. We need jobs in those areas. We need businesses operating there so that people up in that area can work in that area. And so these people that have invested their heart and soul in local businesses there can survive. The county needs to step up to the plate and get Caltrans to back off a bit and work on this. And we've got no leadership stepping up to the plate there and taking on these tasks.
Well, you know, we've heard about the Caltrans, we've heard about those problems like that, we've heard about these others. It seems like there's a, I believe you're right, you know, that the majority of the people working at the county in the bureaucracy there, and bureaucracy is not a bad word. You know, some people make it a bad word by the way they handle themselves in business. I think the new direction needs to be, but you're going to need to be able to sell that to for the people if you win. It's right now. We've elected new supervisors. We've had some there forever. They don't even run against anybody. But it seems like to get a new direction, you're going to have to get a consensus. You're going to have to build a consensus there. How are you going
to
do that?
You need a consensus of three.
That's right.
So I don't need to convince four others. I need to convince two others to go along with me and put some items on the agenda. When was the last time that a supervisor proposed putting an item on the agenda? Most of the time, they just react to what staff brings to them. And we need leadership, not reaction.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here, and we come back. Our guest is Chris Young. He's running for the District 5 supervisor position. Wants to change the way we do business here in town. Carl and Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Music this morning. This is Carl and Lindebaugh. Good morning right here on KCNR. 1460 on your dial. Chris Young is our guest this morning. He's running for District 5 supervisor. Before we go back to Chris, I wanted to say this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Espresso Joe's, get your great coffee in there. You get your coffee beans too. The girls at Tobacco and Brew are so friendly and so helpful, and they sell wonderful gift items in there, like coffee makers and pressers and French press and wine. They have a wonderful assortment of wine. And right next door is the meeting room that if you call and make reservations, you get the meeting room for free. That doesn't happen very often. And that is the wonderful thing about Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive, the outreach to our community. I know that when Carl and I emceed the United Way on Friday night, we had a couple meetings, and we had just told them to meet us over in the meeting room at Tobacco and Brew, and we had got our coffee to go at Espresso Joe's, and then we went next door into the meeting room, and it was just it's a nice, friendly atmosphere. So hats off to one of our advertisers since day one, And we love it there. That is Tobacco and Brew.
Our guest is Chris Young, running for supervisor. And Chris, well, I was going to ask you a question, but it appears that I have been preempted by one of our callers here. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. How are you this morning?
Morning.
Got a quick question for Chris.
Morning, John.
Good morning, Chris. How are you? You and I have met before and we've talked, and I appreciate your positions on things. I think you'd be a good candidate and a good supervisor. However, I have a question here that I'd like to ask. This is really a city question at the moment, but it's going to affect the county as well, and I'd like to know what your position is on it. The city council and city staff right now are considering a proposal for a paper mill processing plant in Stillwater, the residues of which are going to affect the county as well as the city, both the smell and the chemical residues that come off of this. I'd like to know if you have looked at it, considered it, or if you know anything about it and what your position is.
Well, my position is that we need to look at any proposal that's going to create jobs in the area, and then, you know, what are the ramifications, you know, cause and effect. And I don't know that this is a paper mill. It's a
paper processing plant.
And so does that mean that they're making paper from pulp, or does that mean that they're taking
it all
paper?
Ultimately, it all has to be turned into pulp to reprocess it into paper. Even though they're taking scrap paper, they're going to use a chemical process to go ahead and reduce it into pulp and then manufacture products out of it.
Well, I don't live very far away from there. I remember when we had a paper mill in Anderson, and there was an aroma there that was not friendly to the neighbors. I don't live too far away from Stillwater. I sure don't want to live with that kind of an aroma. I would take a serious look at this proposal and be very concerned. But I think that California's got the most stringent rules of any state in the nation when it comes to environmental issues and impacts on surrounding properties. And you know, we've got to look at the whole proposal. And we don't know what the whole proposal is yet because it's been behind closed doors. Now, once we get a chance to see what is truly being proposed, then I could take a position on pro or con on this. But until then, it's just a guess.
The fact that you've got an open mind about it is encouraging to begin with. Thank you very much for your answers.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Bye.
Okay, the difference between you and Les Paul. Les has been in the job for years. You want to take it away. It's got to be the distinction here, like Linda was talking about earlier.
there's a big distinction between Les Paul and I, and it goes back to in large part this attitude. I'm really concerned that 4 years ago when we hired Les for the job, it was a popularity contest, and we looked at Mr. Baugh and said, you know, he's a nice enough guy and he's intelligent enough, he can do this job. But what really concerns me is that there are subtle differences there that have huge ramifications. I believe in the American dream. I think that you as a property owner, whether it's a residence or a business site, should be able to do what you want to do with your property and not be stymied because there's a vacant house down the street and you can't add square footage to your house, or you can't build a house on a vacant lot because we've got foreclosures somewhere else. What somebody else failed at should have no reflection on what you want to do with your property. And Mr. Baugh repeatedly says we shouldn't create new subdivisions until other subdivisions are built out. We shouldn't allow commercial development. We shouldn't allow buildings to be built while we've got vacant buildings somewhere else. Well, just because somebody failed at business on the other side of the county should have no impact on what you want to do with the piece of property that maybe you bought 50 years ago and that you've planned forever to develop, and today's the day you want to develop it, and some bureaucrat or some elected official stops you from doing what you want to do because there's a vacancy on the other side of town. That's just not right. Well, that's a major difference between the two of us, is believing in the American dream.
Eminent domain.
There's a time and a place for eminent domain, And that time and place is, we've got 10 acres for a school site here, and it's the right place and the right time to build a school, but we really need 11 acres. And so we do eminent domain, hopefully friendly eminent domain on 1 acre. We've got an intersection that's overly impacted by traffic, and we've got 4 lanes there, and we really need to have 5 lanes, or we need to have a sidewalk there. We need another 10 feet or 12 feet, so we hopefully do friendly eminent domain. The wrong time for eminent domain is when somebody's proposing a power line over somebody's backyard, and we're going to bulldoze your house so that we can run a power line or a pipeline through this property.
Okay, let's talk TANC, the Transmission Agency of Northern California. Its head's been risen again. This is like the phoenix that keeps coming out of the ashes. They're looking at, what's your opinion of putting in power lines that help the whole state?
Well, ultimately, we're either going to have local power or we're going to create power somewhere else and transmit it. So if we're going to transmit it, it's got to be, there's got to be an avenue to transmit it. But to run roughshod over private property rights is not the way to do it. There's other solutions, and there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. While we're on this subject, Rick of the Patriot Guard, our prayers go out to you. Get well soon. Rick's a big supporter of mine. Ask him what he thinks about TANC and my candidacy. Talk to Rick.
Well, Rick was the one that introduced us to this TANC controversy back, last year, or even, last year sometime. And we jumped on this thing right away because, the way it was done was incorrect. It was done by omission as opposed to actually looking at it, and was fought down. But Rick was the first one to bring it to our attention. But this is not going to go away. There's the idea of having renewable energy, which I think which is one of the initiatives this time, is to put that off. The 33% that we need of renewable energy for our electricity is going to lead at some point to putting in some lines. Is this something that how do you feel about it? Do you just think is no to any lines coming across Shasta County?
No, you can't.
I tell you what, that's not fair to you. We're getting ready to take a break,
right.
And I'm getting ready to ask a big question
right.
There. So we need to take a break here. Sorry about that, Chris.
Our guest is Chris Young, who is running for District 5 as a supervisor here. If you have questions, give us a call, 605-4567. The chat room is open. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. See you after these messages.
And
Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It is 8:34 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. You can chat at kcnr1460.com or send Linda an email at linda@kcnr1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite right off Airport Road. Doug Tooley has been in the business there since 1985. He guarantees his work. You can get Dish. You can get surround sound, theater systems, everything. He's a veteran of the 82nd Airborne. I took a little bit of time out since he was in the business and did that, and guarantees his work. We had Dish installed, in fact, this past week, and I just don't know, 843 channels, and I end up going back to RFD. I swear to God, is this true or what? I'm watching Hee Haw. I'm going, Hee Haw, I haven't seen that since 1971.
I'm telling you, it was a good fix, though.
And we're sitting there watching, oh, look, it's the farm reports.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going, but you know what?
Horse report.
This is stuff that horse shows and all this, and it's like, I'm not pushing RFD, okay? However, comma. You're looking at things, but, Linda's saying, that outfit has to be from the 1970s.
Yeah.
It's like the Porter Wagner show.
Totally.
So, anyway.
It was fun, though. It was good. It was a good
it
visit.
Was.
Reminded me of watching Laugh-In, Hee Haw style.
Yeah, it was and it is so bad. In fact, Amanda Blake was on
it's
there.
Classic.
From Amanda, whatever her name is, from Gunsmoke. She goes, this is so stupid.
I know. And you know what?
There we were.
Yesterday we had new shows launching and
great new shows.
We had a couple technical difficulties. when you've got lots of wires and computers and all kinds of things feeding into a room, sometimes things get glitchy.
Yeah, sometimes you step on a red wire.
Yeah. So.
And in other times, somebody may touch something that they should not be touching, and we will smack their little fingers if we ever catch them doing it again. So, hey, let's go to the phones. Nicole.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You are on the air live on KCNR. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you. I hate to interrupt your conversations, but I was wondering if I could ask Carl. I thought he was an Army person, and somebody said he was a Marine. But I'm looking at a U.S. Army survival manual, and they have a survival kit in here that suggests you get a Mark 113, capital M-O-D, capital O, but I've called people before and nobody's been able to tell me what that is.
So what is it called?
A Mark 113, capital M-O-D, O.
Is that a gun?
No, it could be a gas mask. But well, I tell you what, keep listening, Nicole. We'll find
it's
it, okay?
It's a Mark M-O.
It's a Mark 113.
113.
M-O-D.
M-O-D.
O. And also, I don't recognize this, T-R-I-O-X-A-N-E, fuel.
What
is
was that?
Is that like a pellet?
Okay, what's it called again?
T-R-I-O. X A N E.
Okay, that's a hard fuel that you use to put into a that you can light. It's like a little wafer, and you light that up, and it causes an intense flame, and it smells like crazy. Don't use it in your house.
Okay.
Don't use it in a tent. Don't use it to get high. But if you're in a small tent and you light that thing out, it will get to you. So they've got much better things now than that.
Okay, the MK113 MOD. Is a underwater fire control system.
Underwater.
That's what it says. Navy NEC. Navy FT-119.
No, that's a Mod 6. Okay, we'll find out. I tell you what, Nicole, keep listening. We'll get to this at some point, okay?
Everybody
thank
needs
you
one
very
of those.
Much.
Okay, thank you.
Well, you know, people are thinking about
this
survival.
This is, and you know what, and we're going to have a survival series
people
here.
People are thinking about it.
We're going to do 4 or 5 hours of urban survival, what happens in a natural disaster. We're lining that up right now. Hey, our guest is Chris Young, and Chris, we're going to go to Nancy on line two.
Good morning, Nancy.
Why, good morning, Linda. It's Carl.
How are you?
Guys, yes. I wanted to call and just say thank you for a fabulous Saturday at our Celebrity Waiter Night. You guys did such an outstanding job, and the celebrities really stepped up, and they were so good, so gracious. It was beautiful. Thank you.
Well, you know what? So, we took we took how you did it with the that little book you gave us, the outline, the whole thing.
Yeah.
We're keeping that. And if anybody wants to know how to help an MC through a long night, you found out how to do it.
Why? Thank you, Carl.
Y'all did
we
a lot of hard work on this.
It
was a great night. It was a beautiful event. It was beautiful, meaning the way the room looked. It was so fun to see the different celebrities. We'll see them all in a different light, like Carl said, and the Charles Bologna Trio. It was just great. I hope you raised lots of money, and we just had a ball. Thanks for the honor.
You're welcome, and thank you so much. We'll be talking about all that good stuff and sending out little surveys to our celebrities and thanking everyone. So, again, thank you from the bottom of my heart, and oh, wow, this was great. Really good. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Chris, we're going to take a break, and as soon as we come back, you can tell us what a Mark 113 motto is.
I got one of those.
Okay. I thought everybody did.
Yeah.
All right, Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
What do you
Yeah, welcome, Carl and Linda Bod. It is CNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bod. It is 8:44 in the morning, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens. DC Tim and the Man in Black cut hair. They shave around your neck and ears. You know, that you can't find that every place. And not only that, they give you a great price. They give you a great haircut. And if you're a veteran, they give you a discount. That's right. If you're a veteran, they give you a discount. And not only that, they don't style that hair. You're not going to get any gel in your hair, maybe a little butch wax, but never any gel, never any hair dryers, and never anybody to come in there and say, want your fingernails done? If they do, they don't say it out loud. Anyway, this is a Cypress Square Barbershop, the man's last stronghold. It says it on the window, and I believe them. Go down and see D.C. Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices, and they support our community also.
Our guest this morning is District 5 Supervisor Candidate Chris Young. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Linda.
And we are taking your calls. Now it's the hot time, 15 minutes left before we close the show. Email KCNR, Linda at KCNR1460. Go to KCNR1460. The chat room is open. Or give Chris a call. Ask him the hard questions.
So do you take Tea Party support of the Tea Party members?
There are members of the Tea Party locally that are supporting me. The Tea Party, as I understand it, is not taking positions on any.
They do not. I've heard they do not endorse anybody.
But there are people that attend their meetings. Some of them are supporting me, yes.
You see that as a detriment?
Not at all. These are true patriots. These are people that are concerned about their livelihood and concerned about our country.
The support of the community. Where do you find? I know that you've been running. You've gotten support from the community. Where do you find? Is there a particular group? And I'm not talking Tea Party. Is a particular group that supports you? Would you say?
I'm getting support across the board. I would say no. There's no one particular group. There are conservatives and liberals that are supporting me. There are people that have never met me before that are supporting me. People come up to me in crowds and introduce themselves and tell me they're supporting me. So I've really got some great across the board support from people that are concerned as I am that we're heading in the wrong direction. That, you know, we've got this huge redistribution of wealth nationwide. We've got an attitude that we need to take from somebody that has and give to somebody that has it, that doesn't have. And that's from right here at the county level on up through Washington, D.C.
Okay, and speaking of Tea Party, Elizabeth, you're on line one.
Hi, how are you?
We're fine, Elizabeth. How are you? We're just talking about you all.
Y'all, great. I just wanted to let everybody know what we're doing tonight at the Reading Tea Party, always held at Bonneville Baptist Church on Bonneville, 6 o'clock sharp every Monday night. But tonight's going to be really interesting because we will be having the majority of the city council candidates debating each other. And we had a very successful forum a couple of weeks ago with Patrick Jones and Ken Murray, and we're now extending that format to all of the candidates. So we'll have a forum or a format where they ask each other questions and debate one another with the audience sort of participating as a learning experience to find out, you know, what these folks know about each other. So it should be very, very good. If you really want to know what everybody knows about everybody else, this is a great opportunity to come out.
Okay, what time again?
6 o'clock.
Do you plan on having one with the supervisor candidates?
You know, I do believe that we will be, although we had done that before. We have a team of folks. They're called the Election 2010 team, and I do believe that they have some things in the works.
Okay, since we have two candidates running for the
yes.
You know, it also has a huge impact in our community.
Absolutely.
Let's
absolutely.
Get that on the calendar. Come
Hi,
on,
Chris,
Elizabeth.
How you doing?
I'm good. Let's
good.
Get that on the calendar.
Oh, you are?
I said let's. You know,
oh, let's get you on the calendar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have somebody call you for sure.
Time's running short.
Well, and all I can say is anybody who's a fiscal conservative out there and doesn't want to see their paychecks get smaller and smaller to come out and get informed and find out what's really going on.
Okay. Hey, Elizabeth, thank you very much.
Thank you,
for
Carl.
For your
have
our Monday
day.
Update.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye, Linda.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we do have a question from somebody in the chat room. Does Chris have a position on the negotiations with police and fire?
The City of Reading negotiations on police and fire?
Yeah.
That's a City of Reading issue, not a county issue. My position is that intelligent adults should be able to sit down and work this out. that nobody should give up and quit negotiating. But go to the dictionary and look up the term negotiate. It doesn't mean take a hard stand and don't move. Regardless if you're asking for an increase in wages and benefit or you're asking for a reduction in wages and benefit, everybody is going to have to give a little bit somewhere, and the unions can't always come out on top. There's got to be a point where they level off for a few years, or in times of deep recession may have to step back a little bit. But adults should be able to negotiate and reach a conclusion, and we shouldn't have to end up in court over something like this. And we shouldn't have to put it on the ballot and ask for the people to vote. We elect officials to make hard decisions. Have some backbone. Stand up. Go to work.
Okay. Our guest today is Chris Young, District 5 Supervisor. We've got to take a quick break here and finish up our last segment. And guess what? We know what the Mark 113 motto is. We're going to talk about that, too. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yep.
You can stand down. You can stand me.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl Lindebot, 8:55 in the morning. It's our last segment here. And for Nicole, A Mark 113 Mod O is a signaling device. It's a flare. It's a day-night flare that on one end it's smoke, on the other end it's a bright light. You use in a survival situation to attract attention. And like I said, the other one was just a fuel tablet. So, and we are going to be having a series here probably in the next month, talking about urban survival. What happens if there's a natural disaster? Do you have what's needed to keep you going for 3, 5, 10, 20 days? So it's anything from batteries to your medicine. Our guest is Chris Young, running for County 5 or District 5 Supervisor here in Shasta County. We got a few minutes left, Chris. Chris, why don't you let us know what your final thoughts here on this is. We'll probably be back again. But let us know what
you're thinking. Good question.
I was expecting a question, not a statement time frame. But anyway, the bottom line is I'm really concerned about the direction that our whole country's taken. I'm concerned about the direction that our state and our county's taken. And we continue to see jobs move out of state. We continue to see jobs move offshore. And that's because we are not accommodating enough that we're driving business out of the area. We have businesses that wanted to locate in Shasta County that are in Siskiyou County. We have businesses that wanted to be in Shasta County that are in Tehama County. You talk frequently about one of your friends that has a winery that's in Shasta County, and he had multitude of difficulties establishing his business in Shasta County. Right across the creek in Tehama County are several wineries that wanted to be in Shasta County, but after banging their head against the wall for a period of time, they decided that it made more sense to go where they were wanted, and they established their business in Tehama County.
In Manton, the line goes right through the town.
Right.
And they could have moved, you're talking about literally 100 yards.
Yeah.
But they chose not to come to this county because of what was happening in the business.
Several of those wineries had offers in on property that they wanted to purchase in Shasta County. That's where they wanted to be. And they ran into so many roadblocks that they figured they could do better, a quarter mile further south.
Do you have specifics on this?
Go to those wineries and ask them yourself.
We'll do that.
Take a trip up there, support our local businesses, whether they're in Tehama County or Shasta County, and ask them yourself. I'll stand by my statements.
Oh no, it's not that, because I've heard this in different groups of people. We want to put some specifics together when we talk to people. So, okay.
Well, and there was a question that came in about the
signs.
The comment I made about
the
signs. And that's a great example of where Shasta County should be stepping up to the plate and looking out for our locals here. Caltrans has rules. They're not Shasta County rules, their statewide rules, and they want to have their highways free of distractions and so forth, and that makes perfectly good sense. But we need to look at every stretch of road individually and not apply rules that were designed for, you know, Interstate 80 to Highway 44. We need to look at the local economy and the local safety issues and make some modifications and exceptions and help keep people in business locally here, not drive them out of business because of some rule that was designed for a highway, 800 miles away from here.
Oh, you know, I've seen, and I know the person, pretty well, has told me a story about how he said, how did you come to this? How did you come to this decision on my property on this permit? Oh, we took it out of this big book. And they take it out, it's one page, and they used an average of two businesses, one a large city, small city, and they averaged it. And he goes, this has nothing to do with what we want to do. And the guy says, but that's what we work from. Cost the business $38,000 in fees. Because he's, and he says, well, do your own usage fee. Or do your own usage study. That'll be $15,000. It's like, it's extortion. And anyway, but we're going to be talking more about this. It doesn't get me too riled up.
It is extortion. And we need to take a look at some of these fees and taxes and roll some of them back and make it easier to get a business started, make it easier to expand the business here. Because in the long run, employing people locally is going to create more tax dollar that fuels the engine that we need.
Yeah.
Well, our guest today has been running for District 5 supervisor is Chris Young. And thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you.
What's your website, Chris?
Young4five.com.
Young4five.com.
All right. Thanks, Chris, for being on. Tomorrow, our guest will be Congressman Wally Herger, coming on at 8 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh, Wally.
And we will have quite a few other things to talk about in the morning on that have gotten our attention, you might say. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.